This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Procter & Gamble, a global consumer products giant, is teaming up with EDF Renewable Energy to build a wind farm in Texas that it says will power all of its North American plants that manufacture home care and fabric products. Those facilities make some of the company's best-known household items, including Tide, Febreze, and Mr. Clean. A study by ADP, the payroll processing giant, found an income tipping point at which most employees who are eligible for health insurance will actually buy it, $45,000 a year. Workers making $15,000 to $20,000 a year buy employer-sponsored individual insurance when it's offered only 37% of the time. The rate rises at every income increment until $45,000 when it reaches 82% and levels off. Further income gains have virtually no effect on the rate. Oprah Winfrey has now bought 10% of the Weight Watchers company. A landmark study found that an emphasis on talk therapy made greater strides in patient recovery than drug-focused treatments for schizophrenia. Rush Card, founded in 2003 by the hip-hop impresario Russell Simmons, replied to the inability of thousands to be unable to access the amounts on their prepaid cards, saying that the problem had been mostly fixed. But thousands continue to experience difficulties. The breakdown illustrates the perils for those without access to the banking system. For many days, Rush Card users have been venting their frustration and outrage on Twitter and Facebook. The European Union ordered the Dutch government to recover money from Starbucks and told Luxembourg to claw back funds from Fiat Chrysler in an expanding crackdown on tax avoidance by corporations. Representative Paul Ryan broke his silence, saying he would be willing to serve as Speaker of the House if all the factions of his Republican Party could unite behind him. They've been divided by conflict and confusion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFN.